Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, lots to discuss this week regarding the Tony nominations. But first, the announcement of this year's Pulitzer Prize for theater. And that goes to Brandon Jacobs Jenkins' drama Purpose. Now, that's also up for a lot of Tonys, but not a key one. Anyway, stay with me here. Some of the Tony headlines had to do with big starry names not on the list. Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal, most notably. Their Othello has made big bucks, not big critical waves. George Clooney did get a nomination for Good Night and Good Luck. My hunch is he traded in for a nomination for the show itself, not to mention the director, David Cromer. Kieran Culkin already won an Oscar and an Emmy this year, but he won't be winning a Tony for Glengarry Glen Ross. Only one of that starry cast was nominated, that being Bob Odenkirk. Robert Downey Jr., another recent Oscar winner, did not get up for his McNeil turn at Lincoln Center. Nor did Sun Foster for Once Upon a Mattress, Jim Parsons for Our Town, David Hyde Pierce for the Penzance musical, or Idina Menzel for Redwood. Now that show, in fact, has become the Tony's first victim, Redwood already announcing its premature closing. Sarah Snook did get nominated, and I have to assume will win, for playing a multitude of characters in The Picture of Dorian Gray. Other shows that were snubbed included Cult of Love, though some thought Mare Winningham, as the mother of a battling family, one unmarried Christmas might get up. Job, two actors from Succession as a shrink and his troubled patient. Left on 10th, I thought Juliana Margulies might get up when I first saw it, but no. Now, that one significant exclusion that I have to point out, Felicia Rashad in her Broadway debut as a director. While five of the six Purpose cast members were nominated for awards, she was ignored. Well, someone brought about all those performances. While the musical actress category may have been one of the strongest ever, Audra McDonald got her 11th nomination. Not just Idina Menzel omitted, but also Adrienne Warren, who brings the house down in the last 5 years. And some thought Helen J. Shen, who was half of the highly nominated Maybe Happy Ending, should have been up. Anyway, the male actors in a musical, not quite as strong. Jonathan Groff could win a second time in a row. But just in time, his Bobby Darin tribute did not get nominated for Best Musical or Direction for Alex Timbers. I'm sure they're disappointed. We have plenty of time ahead for final predictions, but let me say right now who I think will win that category. Jack, J-A-K, Malone in Operation Mincemeat. Remember that name. Now, did I mention President Trump proposed eliminating the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Endowment for the Humanities in the budget he released last week, taking aim once again at two agencies that he had tried and failed to get rid of during his first term? What can I say? He's already going after public television and NPR, so I'm hanging on tight. Meanwhile, I remain in Los Angeles for one more week, and I saw a second show of note at the Geffen Playhouse. Furlough's Paradise by A.K. Payne is an 80-minute piece about two black women, cousins, one who has a three-day break from prison, the other who works at Google. It makes the case that character is not defined by elite education or a criminal record, that identities are about much more, especially for those of color. This play is clearly resonating with many, though Geffen's usual audience is, to be blunt, whiter and older and wealthier. But what a difference a new artistic director makes. Terrell Alvin McCraney is the playwright behind Moonlight and has changed that theater's schedules noticeably, and many would say nobly. And here's one that sounds unique. The Fountain Theater will be doing White Rabbit, Red Rabbit, in which 25 performers will appear in this show by an Iranian playwright. But in this one, a different performer will step onto the stage at every performance and be handed a script they've never seen before. No rehearsal, no director. White Rabbit, Red Rabbit explores the restrictions of censorship and denial of individual choice under a harsh regime. Sounds familiar. On a lighter note, I also attended conductor Rachel Warby's latest Musique presentation. Musique is really one of a kind. They're always on specific subjects, and Rachel Warby is one of our few female conductors. She's always surrounded by a large number of talented musicians and a singer or two. The subject of this one was Hollywood. Welcome to the Dream Factory, the title. Specifically, composers who were immigrants and largely Jewish and scored some of our most famous films. We heard the recognizable music from Gone with the Wind, Casablanca, E.T., even Wizard of Oz. It was a magical evening. As for something you can watch from home, once again, my favorite, Theater of War. Its new long-form journalism series continues on May 7th. That's Wednesday. The cast this time includes Deborah Winger, Josh Hamilton, Daphne Rubin Vega, and Bill Irwin. Wow. The article they are enacting, so to speak, is In Rural Tennessee, Domestic Violence, Victims Face Barriers in Getting Justice. These readings are always then followed by a guided audience discussion. Anyway, you can find more theaterofwar.org. Anyway, back to where I began. I always say big name stars are great. But the ones I really admire the most are those working actors who primarily are on stage, but also constantly playing or auditioning for small screen parts. So let me mention my friend Rob Nagel. I met him at the Joe Allen Bar years ago in New York. He was doing a show off Broadway that I'd actually seen in Los Angeles. Well, I had lunch with him this week. He lives in LA and was in the midst of filming a small television show, and he's in a little play, of course. Not so little. It's called Tasty Little Rabbit. One reviewer wrote about that play, Tasty Little Rabbit deserves a broader stage, one large enough to hold its unease. Whether a theater in New York or London has the courage to host a work this challenging remains to be seen, end quote. Well, I always say LA's getting a lot more serious. The Fountain Theater last year offered Fatherland, which did indeed make it to Off-Broadway. So more shows from this coast are being taken very seriously. And I might add that Rob Nagel is also an acting teacher. And what keeps him going, I asked. My curiosity and my endless interest in telling stories, he told me. Huh, so that's it for now. See who's telling stories in your local community. And I'll see you next week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.